Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Three of the largest wildfires burning in Los Angeles County, California, are 0% contained. The Eaton Fire in the Altadena area destroyed this woman's home.
I've lost everything. Yeah. Pictures. Memories.
The death toll in the Palisades and Eaton fires is now at least 7. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has been checking out damage in the Altadena area in the Eaton fire.
Towering flames threatened to overtake the highest point in Los Angeles, as well as the telescopes and key transmission towers atop Mount Wilson. The wind-fueled Eaton fire rained destruction down on the neighborhoods below, damaging or destroying more than 1,000 structures.
The latest fire in LA's West Hills area has prompted evacuations. New Orleans says it's bringing in a security expert ahead of Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl next month. Just about a week after the city was rocked by the deadly New Year's attack, Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says of former New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton and the former top cop in L.A. that he will become their consultant.
He has advised governments and organizations on counterterrorism, urban safety, and major event security, making him truly one of the world's leading authorities on public safety.
The Supreme Court clears the way for the sentencing of President-elect Donald Trump in his New York so-called hush money case tomorrow. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Donald Trump said he will appear remotely by video, but he will be given an opportunity to address the court. Most defendants at that point will show some contrition or ask for some leniency by the judge, but we don't expect that to happen here.
Two conservative justices joined the high court's three liberal members in denying Trump's bid to halt the proceedings. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral is held in Washington, D.C., where CBS's Steve Kathan reports.
Tributes to Jimmy Carter from political contemporaries written before their deaths, read by their sons. Ted Mondale, the son of Carter's vice president.
Today we join in sadness to honor our dear friend President Carter for his extraordinary years of principled and decent leadership and his courageous commitment to civil rights and human rights.
And from rival turned friend, Gerald Ford, his son Steve.
Jimmy, I'm looking forward to our reunion. We have much to catch up on.
Carter has been buried in Plains, Georgia, next to his beloved wife of 77 years, Rosalind. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a three-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus. And I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2020 23 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glazer said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glazer was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of light snow developing as we get closer to sunrise. Temperatures in the lower 20s, a light southwest breeze. We'll have a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain. Accumulations of snow will be well under an inch or high near 30. It's 21 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. We'll talk with my regular co-host Sandy Williams about the forest fires in California and other issues impacting us all.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, rest in peace, Jimmy Carter. As far as I can tell, the only television network not carrying the funeral is Fox. They haven't even mentioned it all morning, to the best of my knowledge. We pop over there from time to time to check it out. It's kind of sad. The eulogies have seemed to be just the absolute... Louise made the comment to me this morning after hearing the eulogies from that were written by Walter Mondale and Jerry Ford, a Democratic candidate for president and a Republican president, who were both close friends of Jimmy Carter's. They were read by their sons, and they were written back before Trump was even, you know, running for office. And she said it's as if they had Trump in mind. I mean, it's just, everything that was said about Jimmy Carter is that this man is the antithesis of Donald Trump. So, you know, one of my heroes in many ways, Jimmy Carter. Even to this day, they're trash-talking his presidency, which I think is just so wrong. I mean, the Reaganistas tried to rewrite Carter's presidency. They even renamed, you know, his so-called malaise speech. He never once used the word malaise in it. But the Republicans labeled it, and the media picked it up. But I thought he was a damn good president. You know, he won the Nobel Peace Prize for stopping the Israeli, Egyptian, Middle Eastern, blah blah, you know, war and things. He was the first president to take climate change seriously and try and do something about it. And had Ronald Reagan not criminally cut a deal, treasonously, cut a deal with the Ayatollah to hold on to the hostages, Jimmy Carter would have been reelected. He was a very popular president, actually, in the last year of his presidency outside of that hostage situation. You can go back and look at the polls. And his popularity just collapsed in the 2 or 3 months before the election, in large part because of a failed attempt to rescue those hostages. And the hostages were only being held because Reagan had cut that deal. I mean, it's just amazing. Meanwhile, massive fires in California, and you know, the lies of right wingers are spreading even faster than the fires are. Yesterday, Donald Trump, echoing probably some, you know, Russian troll on Twitter, you know, Trump came out and said, "Well, you know, this is because Gavin Newsom refused to sign the Water Restoration Declaration." There's no such thing. I mean, there's literally no such thing. Never was, never will be. On Fox, you know, they're talking about, well, the reservoirs are empty. No, the reservoirs in California are actually full. The problem is when you get a bunch of houses on fire, and those fires are really, really hot, and the houses collapse, what happens to the copper piping inside the house? It breaks. What happens when copper water pipes break? water starts spraying all over the place. What happens when that happens to a couple of hundred homes? The water pressure just collapses. Not to mention that, you know, the firefighters are trying to pull it out of the hydrants, but it's really the collapsing structures that are destroying the water pressure in California. It's got nothing to do with Gavin Newsom. And it's got nothing to do with Kristen Crowley. Kristen Crowley is the head of the fire department in Los Angeles. She's a woman. And now you've got Elon Musk and others saying that this is because of DEI. She worked her way up, 22 years in the Los Angeles Fire Department, she worked her way up to the top. And the senior management is still mostly male. It had nothing to do with DEI. But hey, white men cannot tolerate a woman being in a position of authority, or at least these white men, white Republicans. And it's just disgusting. And then on top of that, you know, they're doing everything they can to deflect from the fact that it really should be the big oil companies in the United States that are paying to rebuild California, you know, instead of taxpayers. Because they're the ones who knew in the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s. Well, Jimmy Carter told the world in the 70s that climate change was real, that it was coming, that we needed to do something about it. He tried to create the nation's first solar bank to deal with this. I love to play that clip. I'm firing up my 360 here so I can do it for you. My tribute today to Jimmy Carter. But this is the Republicans are just doing anything they can to make sure that nobody in the media is talking about the fires in the context of climate change. The Santa Ana winds are stronger because the jet stream has been weakened, because the Arctic ice has melted. When the jet stream weakens, it drools down, and drooling down, it's amplifying the force of that high pressure system over the Rockies, which is pumping the Santa Ana winds in. Yeah, the Santa Ana winds have been around forever, but never like this. I mean, this is unprecedented. Los Angeles, and then on top of that, you know, these fires have burned more than 10,000 acres. On top of that, 16 months ago, Los Angeles had, you know, a year and a half ago, Los Angeles had its first tropical storm, a massive rain event. Well, what did that do? It produced an explosion of grass. That was followed by the longest period of drought in the history of the region. I'm trying to find the exact details here, but I've got it here somewhere. Yeah, Judd Legum. He said, "Whenever there's a tragedy, you can count on Musk to argue that the root of the problem is that not enough white people are in charge." This is, you know, blaming the fires and the response to the fires on DEI. Jasmine Crockett said, "Stop trying to act as if only white men are the ones capable right now." Public Citizen wrote, climate change is making natural disasters like wildfires worse and more frequent, full stop. But the far right doesn't like these facts. They blame everyone else, even DEI and Ukraine. Instead, they'll keep letting big oil kill the planet and find a new scapegoat. And Donald Trump saying, oh, it's all his fault, right? This is all the fault of Gavin Newsom. This is just, and he's calling him New Scum, N-E-W-S-C-U-M. It's frankly pathetic. This, where is my Jimmy Carter clip here? This is Jimmy Carter while he was president talking about what we need to do.
The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts, and we simply must face them. What I have to say to you now about energy is simple and vitally important. Point one, I am tonight setting a clear goal for the energy policy of the United States. Beginning this moment, this nation will never use more foreign oil than we did in 1977. Never.
All right, and then he continues about the
Moreover, I will soon submit legislation to Congress calling for the creation of this nation's first solar bank, which will help us achieve the crucial goal of 20% of our energy coming from solar power by the year 2000.
And he did that, and Reagan reversed it. I mean, this is because Reagan was being funded by the oil companies, but, you know, and by fossil fuel billionaires. So this is just crazy stuff, absolutely crazy stuff. Anyhow, a question inquiring minds want to know. Well, actually, we've got a lot we're going to talk about today. Phil Itner's going to be with us in the second hour. Dean Obidala is going to drop by about why we shouldn't inaugurate Trump, that he's still barred. We're going to get into Bernie Sanders. Out of control, a cancer surgeon was called by United Healthcare in the middle of a procedure to challenge paying her. I mean, it's just crazy.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
But one of the questions everybody's asking is, why does Trump want to let the January 6th criminals out of jail? I think I have an answer. I'll share that with you right after the break.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. Standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with the two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's. ffrf.us/Hartman.
Forward into the night. Putin, Modi, Duterte's call, strongmen rise, and democracies fall. Trump's armies, with faces unseen, a dangerous play in the American dream. The rise of Trump's thugs, fueled by hate, breaking the doors of a fragile state. From Proud Boys to 3%, their rage burns bright, their purpose bent. Brown shirts, black shirts, history's mark, echoed now in the fiery dark, armed and ready. A nation's divide, violence justified by a leader's pride. The wolves run wild, in packs they roam, turning streets to a battleground home. Liberty crushed beneath their boots, a chilling return to history's roots. The rise of Trump's thugs, fueled by hate, breaking the doors of a fragile state. From Proud Boys to 3%, their rage burns bright, their purpose bent. Is this the America we want?
So today's, welcome back. Today's op-ed is titled, over the Daily Take over at HartmanReport.com, is titled The Rise of Trump's Thugs. And which is what that song was just all about. Back in the day, you know, one of the most common characteristics of an authoritarian who's taken over a democracy is the use of extra military, non-military, paramilitary militias and gangs to terrorize and sometimes even kill their political opponents. Back in the day, Hitler had his black shirts and, or brown shirts, and Mussolini had his black shirts. But today, you know, Putin, for example, who was, you know, elected in a democracy initially, uses a nationwide Russian gang called the Night Wolves, who terrorize and often kill people who speak out against him. He also used the Wagner Group to kill high-profile people. In India, Narendra Modi is supported by a right-wing gang known as the RSS, which is alleged to have even lynched Modi's religious critics. Rodrigo Duterte in the Philippines had a group known as the Death Squad who murdered his political opponents, usually claiming they were drug dealers. Erdogan's Turkish goons are called the Okulari, which is Turkish for gray wolves. They often burst into homes in the middle of the night to beat suspected dissidents and journalists. In Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro had multiple right-wing groups who intimidated and killed people who offended him. The crime office, Escritório de Crema, was the most notorious. In Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro has a paramilitary group called the Colectivos, who are famous for assaulting people in broad daylight, kidnappings, even burning people out of their homes. And in Hungary, Viktor Orban relies on several civilian vigilante groups to terrorize gays, liberals, immigrants, and Roma people. The Hungarian Guard, the Magyar Garda, the Outlaws Army, the Betszereg, and the Legio Hungaria. So here we have all these strongmen, many of whom are very, very close friends of Donald Trump's, right? Jair Bolsonaro fled to Mar-a-Lago when he was going, when they were going to prosecute him for sedition. Trump just invited him to his inauguration. Bob Woodward says Trump has been having conversations with Putin for at least the last 2 years. Orban just visited Mar-a-Lago a short while ago. And Trump has praised Modi, calling him a, quote, total killer, and Duterte for saying, quote, he did an unbelievable job with the drug problem. So here's the question. Is Trump going to try and do the same thing that these friends of his have done? Encourage right-wing violence against liberals and minorities? I mean, he already has his own possible army. You know, at Enrique Tarrio's trial for sedition, the federal prosecutor said, you know, the Proud Boys were lined up behind Donald Trump and willing to commit violence on his behalf. They saw themselves as Donald Trump's army. The Three Percenters provided security for Trump's rallies. The Oath Keepers provided security for Trump's rallies. Is this why Trump is planning to let so many violent January 6th right-wing gang members out of prison? Is he about to unleash a wave of violence and terror against Americans he feels have wronged him, or who are queer or black or Hispanic or libtards? Is he going to be stacking the Justice Department and FBI with officials who will look the other way if or when violence and civil rights violations start breaking out all across the United States? And if so, how's our media going to handle it? Will Trump succeed in normalizing it or distracting us from it, as the leaders that I just mentioned in these other countries have done in their countries? Is America's right-wing media going to cheer it on? Inquiring minds want to know, as they say. Is this the real reason that Trump wants to let these people out of jail? I mean, you've got some really violent people here who killed four police officers and five civilians died that day. And it sent 174 police officers to the hospital. One lost an eye, one lost a finger. Several had to retire because of their injuries, permanent, you know, damage to their bodies, to their spines, to their broken bones. And these are the guys Trump wants to put back on the streets. Why? Is he going to try and do what Putin does? Is he going to try and do what Viktor Orban does? Is he going to try to do what Duterte did or what Jair Bolsonaro did?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Jimmy Carter's funeral just wrapped up. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with me.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Your new choice. Real News. Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News special report in Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass is urging more people to evacuate their homes after the new and quickly moving Kenneth Fire erupted this afternoon in the San Fernando Valley near the West Hills neighborhood. This just hours after fire crews reported progress in beating back some of the wildfires. Kimiko Nickerson lost her father in Altadena.
The neighborhood is completely gone, blocks and blocks and blocks down, and it's just devastating.
CBS News correspondent Elise Preston is in Malibu.
The winds have died down, which is good news. They've been able to get some air support up today and do some water drops. But it is a long road still ahead because these fires are not contained.
A firefighting aircraft had to be grounded after it was struck by a civilian flown drone while in service at the Palisades Fire. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a three-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus. And I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of light snow developing as we get closer to sunrise. Temperatures in the lower 20s, a light southwest breeze. We'll have a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain. Accumulations of snow will be well under an inch or high near 30. It's 21 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
unbridled
enthusiasm brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I review 2024 in the law and talk about what it tells each of us about our expectations for 2025 and your family. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
He calls and press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bans. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, no fallen line.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Just a one final tribute to Jimmy Carter this morning on the morning of his funeral. This is a conversation that I had with Jimmy Carter. Do you know the year, Sean? 2010, Sean believes it was. It was at right after the Citizens United decision, because it's about the Citizens United decision. So here it is.
Just political principles, for example. Our Supreme Court has now said, you know, unlimited money in politics. It seems a violation of the principles of democracy. In the minute or so we have left, your thoughts on that?
It violates the essence of what made America a great country in its political system. Now it's just an oligarchy with unlimited political bribery being the essence of getting the nominations for president or the elected president. And the same thing applies to governors and U.S. senators and Congress members. So now we've just seen a complete subversion of our political system as a payoff to major contributors who want and expect and sometimes get favors for themselves after the election's over.
Yeah, it's a sad commentary on things.
It is.
It's going to take a political movement to change this, isn't it?
Well, I think it's going to take either a horrible, disgraceful series of acts in our country that turn the public against it, and eventually maybe even the Congress and the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. That would be the main thing. But at the present time, the incumbents, Democrats and Republicans, look upon this unlimited money as a great benefit to themselves, because somebody that's already in Congress has a lot more to sell to an avid contributor than somebody that's just a challenger. So it benefits both parties.
It's very unfortunate.
You know, we had a hard break there. Jimmy Carter was on a roll. But there was a remarkable statement that now America is just an oligarchy because of Citizens United. Incredible. So what's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls here. Jen in River Forest, Illinois. Jen, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I just wanted to let you know that, like, last night I finally heard something in the media besides you praising Jimmy Carter for the hostages, and it was an interview on NPR by Ari Shapiro with a hostage, Barry Rosen, who was there from 1979 to 1981. Mm-hmm. And the interviewer had asked him, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, what do you attribute the success of the release of the hostages to? And he said, without hesitation, Jimmy Carter. And he didn't mention anything that Reagan had did, but he did mention how the president kept a picture of his children in his suit pocket every day and used that as sort of a little inspiration to keep him working at freeing those hostages. And he said he worked harder than anybody to get us free. And as far as people saying that, you know, he should have used more force, he says, you know, paraphrasing again, I don't blame him for not wanting to start a huge, violent action against the country, because that would have just led to more problems. Right. So there you go.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter negotiated the release of the hostages, but the Iranians' condition, one of their conditions, was that they could not be released until Carter was no longer president. And that's why, and that was part of their deal with Reagan, and that's why the hostages were released to the minute when Reagan raised his right hand and put his left hand on the Bible and took the oath of office.
I never knew about that until your show. And I never realized what an evil president that Reagan was. It makes me sick.
Oh, it really is. You know, the damage that he did to this country, and that, you know, and he created the foundation for the damage that George W. Bush did and the damage that Donald Trump did and is preparing to do again.
Yes.
It's such a sad thing, and it's so unfortunate. So few people know it, and that so much of the right wing media is just all over this thing. Yeah, Jen, thanks for sharing that story. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the
Bye-bye.
Report. Yeah. David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm sorry. I was watching the Carter funeral on PBS. Oh, so much. Matter of fact, Jimmy Carter, our ex-president, was the reason I joined the Navy. He was an executive officer, his lieutenant. He was a nuke.
Yep.
You cannot be stupid to work as a nuke, and you cannot be an executive officer of a nuclear submarine, attack submarine, and be a putz, and not know game theory and no Clausewitz and all that.
Yep.
When the disaster happened with Carter, when he tried to rescue the hostages, he didn't blame the task force for not putting the sand baffles on the helicopters. He didn't do that at all. What did he do? He said, I sent them. It's my fault. He's the only president since that has done that.
Yeah. Taking responsibility, yeah. He was a great
right.
man.
A genuinely great man. I joined the Navy because of that. But I want to pass that on because I want to let so much of what's going on, there's so much different disinformation that's going on. I'm listening to PBS, and even they're just... Nobody's really giving him the proper due or what was going on.
He stopped a nuclear meltdown by lowering himself into a nuclear reactor that was in the active process of melting down. I'm serious. Totally serious.
That's some balls. But now to my point, I want to talk about Mammon and Mammon worship. This is a term that I've thrown around for a long time. I
had M-A-M-M-O-N, the old biblical phrase
out of Luke. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I had an argument one time with one of my fellow oil people. We were talking about, there's only one God. And I said, no, there's several gods. The only way. And I said, for one, Mammon. It's like, Mammon's not a God. Yes, he is. You cannot worship God or Mammon.
Right.
So, therefore, that implies that Mammon is something that can be worshipped. Well, what is the worship of Mammon? That's worship of wealth and power.
Exactly.
The power that wealth bestows and is bestowed by power. And what we have here is a group of people that are so consumed by greed. And mind you, every major religion in the world has long treatises about the dangers of unbridled greed to society as a whole.
Yep.
But these people... And the people that follow them, what is their primary driver? It's money. Who pays me? What's in it for me? It's all transactional. And it's like incoming 47's talking about, okay, we're going to invade Panama. So you're talking about using the U.S. military, the one that you call everybody stupid for joining and everything. You want to cut off the VA benefits and Medicare and all that. And it's like, okay, well, you're going to use private armies. Okay, so what, you're going to pay them $100,000, $150,000 to be your guard? But what if they take a bullet? Well, they're going to have insurance. What's going to happen if they figure out that, your insurance will be declined? Hence the robots.
Yeah.
Hence the drive to have robots, because that was one of the questions about if you have your bunker and you have your SEAL Team 6 or Black Ice or whatever, Black Ops people guarding you, well, they've got families too.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, and the idea that Trump might be planning to encourage paramilitary operations, lawlessness, and that right-wing media might celebrate it like they do in Germany, like they do in Russia and Hungary,
I'm going to bring this home. I'm going to bring this home. Remember when all the police and the National Guard people and all of a sudden started getting out of service because they refused to do the COVID mandates and do the mask mandates and say, you can no longer work for us. Well, who started snapping up all those people? Oklahoma, Texas. They're putting them in. And these are people that will defy the federal government.
Right.
They don't see federal law as supremacy.
Well, I don't think it'll matter when Trump's in office.
Right.
That's my concern. I mean, when J. Edgar Hoover was running the FBI, the FBI routinely ignored violations of law by the Klan. I mean, you know, they would perfunctorily, you know, investigate lynchings and things like that. But by and large, they basically let white racists get away with just unrestrained violence against black people, you know, right up until the mid-60s. And
one last word.
And I think we're going to go back to something like that. That's my concern, David.
One last word.
Yeah.
Jesus forgives. The state doesn't. People forget. Computers don't.
Yeah. There you go. All right, David, thank you very much for the call. Lot to talk about today. It's 44 minutes past the hour, 45 in a couple of seconds. I'll continue picking up your phone calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And they're now carrying Jimmy Carter's coffin out to Joint Base Andrews, where they'll fly it down to Georgia, where he will be buried in space one. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You came from humble Georgia soil with a heart so pure and free from spoil. A man of faith who stood so tall. You lived your values through it all. When others took the easy way, you chose the truth, come what may. You fought for peace, you stood for right. In the darkest times, you were the light. Jimmy Carter, you've always been my hero. A voice for justice when the world was cold. You saw the future, tried to save the earth. A man of kindness, love, and endless worth. Through all the battles that you fought and won, you never wavered, always stood as one. Jimmy Carter, in everything you do, you've always been a hero, true. You want to change the rising heat, try to protect us from defeat. Our solar dreams of future bright, the Reagan came in dim.
Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour, picking up the calls here. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Happy New Year, Tom.
Back at you, Brian.
Did you happen to watch any of the ceremony this morning?
Yeah, I watched, I listened to two of the eulogies, and I watched the part where George Bush refused to shake Donald Trump's hand.
But, you know, yes, yeah. That's why I called. You mentioned that Fox didn't cover it, and right. I wanted to make the point. The reason they didn't cover it is because then they would have had to have covered Trump. And believe me, he was embarrassing.
Well, he was chatting with Barack Obama, right. And they were smiling, yeah, and laughing and talking to each other while everybody else was, you know, being quiet and respectful.
Yes, he looked like a 6-year-old in church. And I think Barack drew the short straw and was the one who ended up sitting next to him. And Michelle didn't show up, not surprisingly.
Well, why? I figured she was sick because that's, you know, it's kind of disrespectful.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But it was, I mean, the entrance of George W. Bush to his seat with his wife walking past Trump was really something.
Yeah.
Barack did a nice basketball move where he boxed Trump out of the way. And so he had his Barack's rear end was right in Trump's face. I mean, this thing was comedy gold this morning, and I'm imagining that PBS will air a replay of it this evening.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. You got to watch it.
Oh, there's clips of it on all of the social media right now. It's one of the headlines on Raw Story.
I'm cleaning my house, so I'm not on social media. I have to clean my house today. But anyway.
It's far more important, Brian.
Trump comes nose to nose with Mike Pence. And, of course, Pence stuck out his hand and looked adoringly at Donald, and they shook hands and nodded heads.
Yeah.
That was quite interesting. But Trump looked horribly bad. He looked like a child, which is what we all know that's what he is.
Yeah.
But
emotionally, certainly.
Yeah, but it was good seeing them all. And, oh, one other thing I wanted to mention. Carter was a great guy, and there's an excellent podcast, if you don't mind I mention it. It's called History as It Happens, and it's produced by a guy named Martin DeCaro, I believe. And him and a few other historians review the Carter presidency and a little bit of his life. But it's really good and goes into detail about the energy crisis and the hostages. And, you know, Ted Kennedy played a role in his failure to win a second term.
I know.
You need to remember that.
Yeah.
Carter had a lot of enemies within the established Democratic Party.
He's still going into the election, he was still way ahead of Reagan. People were afraid of Reagan. And the thing that really killed him was the hostage situation. It just, you know, it became the news every single day all over the country. People were tying those yellow ribbons around trees and stuff. And Carter, you know, kind of got into the spirit. You know, let's all, you know, unite around bringing this. But then when he, you know, month after month, I mean, you know, it went on for 13 months. And
right. And
go ahead.
This podcast, they make the point that as far as regarding the hostages and the rescue, Carter listened to the conservative elements within the government and the conservatives in the Pentagon and went along with them.
Yeah.
And when there was a failure with the mission, the Republicans turned around and beat him over the head with it and blamed him for it.
I know.
Which is just how deceitful they all are.
Yeah, there you go.
But if anybody has a chance tonight, watch the start of the funeral because it's quite amusing.
It's very,
all the body language. It's like the high school cafeteria.
I got it. Brian, thanks a lot for the call. Jill in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Jill, what's up?
I wanted to comment on why Donald Trump might be doing the pardons of the insurrectionists.
Right.
I'm currently reading a book by Kathleen Ballou called Bring the War Home, The White Power Movement and Paramilitary America.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about how people who came home from Vietnam were angry and began developing some of the paramilitary groups and really brought a lot of the Klan together. And one of the things that happened, and I wouldn't be surprised if it will happen again, is the Ku Klux Klan had a Klan border watch program where they sent people to the border to intimidate people coming across into the United States.
Right.
So with Tom Holman being such a mean-spirited man, it would not surprise me if some of these people who are freed from jail by Donald Trump wouldn't get on this bandwagon of trying to intimidate and be vigilantes at the border.
I have a recollection which may not be accurate. So let me throw that caveat out there, of Holman being asked if he would welcome help from paramilitary groups or militias, and his either saying yes or his refusing to say no. But fact check me on that, because it's you get these recollections that don't have a specific. I can't remember the exact moment or what the circumstances were. So I may be wrong on that. But I think it's entirely possible, Joe.
He just seems so gleeful about the opportunity to strong arm people.
And we're not going to separate children. We're going to deport the whole families, including the children who are U.S. citizens. I mean, that's his new shtick.
I'm just terrified with what's going to be happening to a lot of the people in this country.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. It's a really interesting book, Bring the War Home by Kathleen Ballou.
Thank you. The war always does come home. I mean, that's the old saying. I don't know where it came from, but it is this famous old saying, the war always comes home, and it really does. Jill, thank you. Vietnam did, certainly the Gulf War did. That brought us Timothy McVeigh. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is going on in North Carolina and in Florida with Judge Eileen Cannon? Jim Santel from Abacus Law Review joins us to break it all down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. and to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Another night of flames and fear in and around Los Angeles. A new blaze, the Kenneth Fire, erupted and is spreading rapidly in the San Fernando Valley. 10,000 structures have now been reported burned across Los Angeles County.
This couple returned to Altadena, hoping there were at least personal mementos to save.
We had everything, like the sentimental things. Like, my mom passed away. I had only a few things of hers left.
A burning fire at an apartment building is still sending smoke billowing into the air.
That's CBS News Sacramento reporter Ashley Sharp reporting from Altadena. The wildfires are burning uncomfortably close to the venue where the Academy Awards are supposed to be handed out. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has an update on that.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has delayed its Oscar nominations.